Improvised explosive devices have been the number one killer of Allied troops in Afghanistan. The IED Fabrication Shop, part of Combined Joint Task Force Paladin, makes it their mission to keep soldiers familiar with every new device they may encounter.
This shop remains adaptable. What we do is, once a quarter, we get with the Theater Exploitation Center and we determine what the threat changes are on a quarterly basis. We take the top 10 to 13 devices per region that represent the prevalent threats, and we replicate those in this shop to support the warfighter in their training mission.
And they work fast.
Usually 1 or 2 days we can replicate a device.
Fabricators like Trace Yates are keeping up and even using the enemy's techniques to keep their replications as realistic as possible.
We literally drive around the base for a day and find scrap sheet metal and stuff. That's why our stuff, a lot of it looks so dirty. That's because we picked it up off of construction sites or on the side of the road. And the same with the pallets and stuff like that. We just drive around and pick it up. I figure that's what they do, and we do the same exact thing.
Since the shop opened in 2009, they have produced over 17,000 devices, all working models that help the troops on the front lines, according to Major Stephen Midgiff.
The work these guys do here is fantastic. It's something that we would have a very hard time replicating without them. All these guys are the utmost professionals and very, very, very good at what they do. We're glad to have them on our side.
So by salvaging the techniques used by our enemy, these fabricators are keeping troops in the fight by keeping them informed. Staff Sergeant John Archquette, Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan.